The home I say, this is carefully. Keep it ready. The world's looking for a source that Tashmisu starts at 12 o'clock on Erev Yom Tov. So the first shot we had, the Hachova Gedolah with all the ideas and all the Shitosais and all the key parade was a buyer. Kimedubah, like we said. Rova Oma Mehocha, the Sishcha Rachomez Dam Zivchi, the Sishcha Tapezach Vadayin Chomez Kaim. In fact, the more of Eim Kochad Vachad Kishoch is Zman Shchita Mrachman. Listen carefully how I want to build it now. Start off with what we said on Thursday, and then we're going to expand dramatically. The fundamental problem with this sugi is that the pasuk of the Sisha Rachamet Tavzitzki, I want to shtel avek what the problem is. In Pshat, first of all, before we start with any Tifa Lombus. The pasuk of the Sisha Rachamet Tavzitzki is a Isser in Hilchos Shchita. I'll list the kasha very simply. The Gemara wants to learn out from here the Chometz is also from 6 hours and on. From where? Because it says the Sishra Chometz Dav Zivchi. That's how long can Hilchos Shchita's Pesach. I'll just get very bluntly. How do you know this man is there? Is an Issa for 12 o'clock and on? This man is there. Okay? This man is there. Hilchos Shchita's Pesach. So how do you know 12 o'clock every other long Pesach? This is the Sishra Chometz Dav Zivchi. That's all Hilchos Shchita's Pesach. That's how I would ask it. I could ask the kasha less dramatically, and I could say, let's say a guy on Erev Yom Tov didn't shecht the Korban Pesach yet at 12 o'clock because there was a long line. So how do you know that from 12 o'clock it's also, he didn't shecht his Pesach yet? Well, I'll ask it much more dramatically. You want to let out for this pasuk that Chometz is also from 12 o'clock and on for all the Torahs? How do you know this man is there? It's also, there's no Lusish Chal Chometz on Zorofi. He's what I mean to say is that the Pashim Shah and the pasuk is, it's Halachos Shechitas Pesach. And when you shecht the Korban Pesach, you shouldn't have Chometz, and the one who does the Shechita is over, like we spoke on Thursday. But without that sound, it's a halacha in Hilchos and Korban Pesach that when you shecht the Korban Pesach, make sure you don't have the chometz. How can I learn that from there to all of the Davis that at 12 o'clock you now let have chometz? But don't have a pebble mamish. Where do you know from? His man is there, there's no Korban Pesach. So who, why can't it exist? Hashem Yisrael Risha means Yom Tov. 12 o'clock, I'm not doing Shechitas Pesach. I'm not doing Hashem Yerachim, Korban. But we're not doing Shechitas Pesach, so why can't I have chometz now? Ma'baya. That's the pebble also. Of this Gemara. There are two approaches how to deal with this fundamental kasha on the sugya. Where from Hilchos Shechitas HaPesach do you learn out for all the dairis that at 12 o'clock and on you're not allowed to have chometz? I'm going to tell us about this Gemara Sisrei Torah. There are two approaches to the zach, and I'm going to build out all the nafkaminas kiseder. Nafkaminas and pshat, nafkaminas and mamdas. Vaistois. Like I said on Thursday, that Tosfos learned that that's the Gemara's kasha. Where does it fit into the Lashon Gemara? Beautiful. Ve'emar kochad v'chad kishachet. Were you learning out of here, halacha, where do you have a raya from here, that there's a din, that you can't have chometz from 12 o'clock and on, when you shech, you can't have chometz. Ve'emar kochad v'chad kishachet, when you shech, you can't have chometz, you can't have chometz. Where do you have a raya from here, that from 12 o'clock and on? Everything Gemara. So Tosfos learned that what the Gemara meant to say was, Zman Shechita Rachmana is that the Torah didn't ask for the Shechita. The Torah asked for the Zman. You now let him come. It's from the time of Shechita. So the Shach of the Torah was, Ki'ilu. What are you learning out from Lissi Shara Chometz Dam Zibchi? A halacha that you can't have Chometz around from 12 o'clock. Who told you that? Maybe it's halacha in the Shechita. The kasha that I just asked, maybe it's only Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when you shech, who told you that Bizman is there, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, where there's no Shechita, who says that it's also Tav Chometz from 12 o'clock and on, everything Gemara, involves them. Bizman Shechita, Rachmana, Bizman of the Shechita. So Tosfos learned that what it says, Zman Shechita means that the Lesish HaRach Chometz Dam Zivchi is not a halacha on the Shechita. It's a din that from the time of the Shechita, you now let Tav Chometz around. Zman Shechita, Rachmana. In fact, Tosfos, that can't be. That can't be. Avada, the Mishnah says later on in the Samar Gimel that it's a din in the Sheikhet, that a guy who goes in and shechs the Korban Pesach, so everyone laughs. There's no shayla about that. How can you go tell me Zman Shechita Rachmana? Avada, the Kasha of the Gemara is that you can't, so the Kasha blibes. How can you learn out from this Pesach, a din, that from 12 o'clock and on, in all the Dairis, in all Klal Yisrael, B'chol Mekar Mishmash Vesayim, you're not allowed to come from 12 o'clock and on? What's the raya? It says Lashishchat. What are you going to tell me? Chas v'shalom that the pasuk is not going on the sheichet. It's zman shchita. The Torah said that from the time of 12 o'clock and on, you know that chometz. It's not true. The Mishnah says later on, HaShechet. The one who does the Shechita is also himself. Vada Talav on the Shechet. The Mela comes back to Kasha, comes back to Gemara's Kasha. What are the Gemara answers? What the Gemara answers? Man Shechita Am Rachmana. What are the Gemara answers? It's not in the Shechet. Comes back to fundamental kasha on the sugya, which is where from the pasuk of Lesishcha Rachavetz Dam Zivchi do you have a raya to, all the way to when there's a dead beer chavetz lemashal bezmanazer where there's no sheikhet, where there's no cover. That's the kasha that Tosis. So Tosis understood that was the Gemara's kasha. Tosis didn't say what the Gemara answered. What means zman shechita am rachmana? And for Tosis, mikol makayim. Given the Ashkechon to Hizrael Ashbosa, for Hizrael Shalav Ishchad Pesach Achamet, Svar Hushab is Manshchita Hizrael Ashbosa. So we'll go a few steps over here, because I want to build a shot and then the Lomdus. Says Tosfos that you're right. There's no shayla about it. That the Lav of Lishishcha Achamet of Zivchi is not a halacha in having Chomets at the time. I repeat what I said. The Lav of Lishishcha Achamet of Zivchi is not a halacha in having chametz from a certain time. It's Isra on the Shechita, you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, and about it only with Van Beis HaMikdash, and it's only when you shech the Korban Pesach. But it's a svara. If that lav applies then, so then, Zman Shechita Om Rachmana. It's very interesting now. I want to point out something in Pshat before I say Lomdus. I'll say the Lomdus in a minute. What's Zman Shechita Om Rachmana? What's the Om Rachmana going on? Om Rachmana is going on Tashbisu. Zman Shechita Om Rachmana? Since there's a lav of Leisishcha or Chometz Dam Zivchi, which is a Shechita Pesach Lekedin, which is only Bizman Beis HaMikdash, therefore we say that the Tashbisu is Zman Shechita. That's what Rashi Tosfos says. I come out first, by the way. Tosfos says, Kivan Dashchan Israel Ashpasa, Hizir Shalosh Shechita Pesach Chometz, Svaruhus of Bizman Shechita, Hizir Al Ashpasa. Zman Shechita Rachman is coming to fill in the blank. The Torah says Tashbisu from when on? From the time of Leisishcha. So Leisishchad itself is not the Sibah for the Asur. Leisishchad itself is Zman Beis HaMikdash. Leisishchad itself is Halach in HaKorom HaSakorom Pesach. Leisishchad is on the Shechet. But from the Zman of Leisishchad, from there we have a Gilui that Tashbisu. So Zman Shechita Amar Rachmana is not going on Leisishchad. That's the Tikkun. Originally Tosfos learned that Zman Shechita Rachmana is going on the Pasuk of Leisishchad. In fact, Tosfos is not true. Leisishchad is not a Din Zman. Leisishchad is a Din the Maisa Shechita of the Korom Pesach. Every Tosfos says, no, Zman Shechita Am Rachmana is going in Tashbisu. Tashbisu was said from the Zman of the Shechita. That's the Pshat in Tosfos. Is Vaita the Gemara Shver? Effective the Kasha? No. So what's Taka Pshat in the Gemara? What's Taka Pshat in the Gemara? What's Taka Pshat in the Gemara that is a Raya from, if we are agreeing that Leisishcha Tzalach in Korban Pesach, where's the Raya from there to Tashbisu? Mayin Shmita at Rav Sinai. So Tosfos says it's a Svara. We spoke on Thursday. I want to say it over for a minute to be ma'achiv. The Shagasai and Simon Ayin Ches said very extreme raid. What was the svara? What's the connection between the two? Said the Shagasai that the Torah HaKadosh says a din deinala l'shech to korban pesach on chametz. That's only chametz that has a din tashbisa on it. That's only chametz that has a din vayirah vayimotzi on it. Chametz which doesn't have a din tashbisa on it doesn't have l'sishchat. That means which type of chametz did the Torah come along and say that you're not allowed to shech the korban pesach in this man beis hamikdash? That's a zat type of chametz that has a din of tashbisu. If the din of tashbisu would only start on yontov and it wouldn't start from erev yontov at 12 o'clock, then there wouldn't be a lav l'sishchat because the Torah doesn't say don't shech the korban pesach on chametz that's not tashbisable. The Torah only says don't shech the korban pesach on chametz that's already also to have around. So therefore the lav of l'sishchat is a raya when Tashbisu starts. I repeat, the lav of Leisishcha Rachametz Dam Zivchi is a raya when does the Aseh of Tashbisu start. I know that Tashbisu starts from 12 o'clock, because if it didn't start from 12 o'clock, it wouldn't be a lav of Leisishcha. It can't be that you have a lav of Leisishcha Rachametz that's not chayav in Tashbisu. Because of that, slowly, Shagazari asked one kasha, so then why are you chayav on Chametz Ba'azara? Well, the Chometz Ba'azara, if you many Rishonim, you're not over on because it's not in your Rishos. So why are you Chayav L'Sishcha L'Chometz Dam Zivchi? And now I want to add on a major Zach. The Shagasari asks another Kasha. The Shagasari asks two Kashas. One Kasha the Shagasari asked is what I asked on Thursday. If the reason why you're over L'Sishcha is only on Chometz that has Tashbisu on it, how could the Gemara say on Samach Gilma Beis that you're over L'Sishcha on Chometz that's in the Azara? If it's in the Azara, so then, it's out of my rishos, and many rishonim hold that chometz is not in my domain. I'm not over on. So I can say it's another interesting question. How does a person ever get malchus for the sishchar al chametz dam zivchi? Listen to this kasha. We saw a few days ago a tesis on the chavtesam beis who says masha al chametz al menas levaroi you're not over. We saw a tesis on chavtesam beis the bottom masha chametz al menas levaroi. If you hold chametz with the purpose of eventually being levaroi, you're not over by your rabbi motzi. It's a love and a tikva. I say a weird tesis, a famous tesis. Isn't the kasha the shagas aryeh? Check the shagas aryeh. How does a guy ever get malchus for leishishchat chametz dam zivchi? How does a guy ever get malchus for leishishchat? You never know if he's holding the chametz on menas levaro or not. And chametz on menas levaro, you're not chayvin in vayiro by motze. You're not over tashmisu on it. You're not over any yisurim because you're mashach chametz on menas levaro. So it's hasra suffik le'avi hasra. Although the din is, there's madiyamu hold that if you give somebody hasra and you're not sure if he's being over, he doesn't get malchus. You never know what's in his mind. You don't know if he's a mashach chametz amenas levar. You can come along and say afterwards I was planning to burn it. May the effect of shakas aryeh that if it's true that the svara of Tosfos is that you're only over leisishar chametz namzivki on chametz that you have a chiyuv that you're over on, you're in extremism. He understood that the only chametz you're over leisishar is chametz that you're over on. So yes, one kasha, then in the Azor it's out of your Rishos, you're not over on it. And second of all, if you're a Masha Chometz, I'm an Aslavara, you're not over on it. And you're not over on it, so then you don't have Lissish Al-Chometz Al-Zivchi. It's Asra Sufik. You never know if the guy's being over, because maybe in his mind, he was planning to burn it. And if he was planning to burn it, then he's not over, he doesn't get Malkus. So he's not over on it. Really, how could he ever give a guy Malkus for Lissish Al-Chometz Al-Zivchi? Halloy, the Asra is Asra of Sufik, because maybe it was Chometz that he wasn't over on. That's how extreme the Shakas Ari understood Pshat in Taisis of Taisis Svara. How do we know that Tashmisu starts at 12 o'clock? Because you're only over on the Sishchat. The Sishchat is a Pesach Pekadim. The Sishchat is Mara Mikdosh. So how does that reflect on Tashmisu, which is Loilam Void? The answer is the Torah only said that you're over on the Sishchat on a Zach Chometz that you're over Tashmisu on Bayiran. Because otherwise, you won't be able to Sishchat. Atkidei Kachashah, because Ari says that if you would have a Zach Chometz, that this particular Chometz was in a state that you weren't over by Yiro, you wouldn't be able to Sishchat. Example number one, it's in the Azor, it's out of your Rishos. Example number two, Amasha Chometz Amenas Levare. We said on Thursday that it's very possible to say a different Shah. Even if I go halfway like a Shakasari and I say that Tosfos is meant to say that there's no Sishchat on something that's not Asur, he didn't mean to say that this particular chametz has to be in a state that you're over on. He meant to say that there's no leisishchat chametz namzivchi if chametz is not an aser dikur commodity. Is if tashmisu starts on yontif, so that means on erev yontif chametz is mutter. If on erev yontif chametz is mutter, so then there's no leisishchat chametz namzivchi. But if I tell you that erev yontif chametz is aser, you want to know when it's aser? It will be aser when it's in your rishos. It will be aser when your masha chametz out. Well, chametz is an entity. That's aser. It's a metzias. That's aser. That's enough for a sishchat chametz aruchi. Nobody ever said. You're not allowed to have chametz when you shech. That's an iser in korban pesach with man amikdash. In order for to have the iser of a sishchat chametz aruchi, chametz has to be an entity which is aser. The iser of tashmisu kicked in. The iser of bayiro kicked in. If you'll ask me which type of chametz am I over, it's all types of dinim. It has to be in your rishos. And if you're mashal chametz, I'm nasav an over. But I don't need that the chametz that I'm being shochet on, I was over bayiro. I need that chametz should have an iser of bayiro. If chametz is a mutadika entity from 12 o'clock and on, there's no iser al asisha chametz. But if chametz is an asadika entity, so then that's enough for the asisha chametz. I don't need particularly that this particular chametz that the guy is owning, he was over by Iran. I need that chametz is a chepsa that's also for 12 o'clock and on. That's what Rabbeinu David says the svara of Tosfos is. The svara of Tosfos, I can't hear. You know what I said? It's a raya that the Bayiro did start yet. The raya that Bayiro started is because if Tashbisu and Bayiro wouldn't start for 12 o'clock, in general, the Mitzchometz is a chafs shel heter, and there wouldn't be an Israel as Zishan HaChometz, not Zivchi. So the Svara of Tosfos is a lower level Svara. The Svara of Tosfos is that the Torah says, Lashon Shel HaChometz, not Zivchi. If all of Klal Yisrael is allowed to have Chometz from 12 o'clock and on, then Mitzchometz is a mutter de Kazakh. On a mutter to kazach, there's no isol. So sishchat chametz dam zivchi. So avada and avada, chametz is also from 12 o'clock and on. I need this particular chametz to be in his rishos that he is over by yiro. That nobody said. I need chametz to be also from 12 o'clock. Okay, anyway. That's it. From 12 o'clock and on. How much is out of your shows? Out of your shows? Is in your shows? So the Achronim and Rabbeinu David learned off that the Tosfos had a major problem here. I want to explain what happened here. The pasuk of Leisishchad al chometz dam zivchi is a pasuk in Hilchos Korban Pesach b'zman hamikdash, and it reflects on Tashbisu to the Achronim that it means that it has to be also from 12 o'clock and on. Otherwise, how could it be Leisishchad chometz is a mutadik entity? As they state in Shagas Arya, on one level, Rabbeinu David a little lower. One second. Yeah, there's Malkus. About that, there's Malkus, because you have Chometz. Chometz is an Ossetic entity. Let's go back. Let's move on. Let's move on. What happened there? Yeah. What's going on? Who cares? You're over Lissishat when you have Chometz. Not because Chometz you're over on. Any Chometz you're over Lissishat. Just, it has to be that Chometz is an Ossetic entity in the right time and the right place. If it's mutter for everybody, then it's not called the Dover also. I'm over Lissishat even if I'm not over Bayro. Go and take the example of the Azor. It's in the Azor. I'm not over Bayro. But Chometz is a Chefza Shalissa. You agree? Good? Good? Is that clear? You don't like the Rebbe Amos? What happened to him? I was on the ground in Chicago 48 hours, not even. What's going on? Oh, he is wrong. You're shaking his head at him. Oh. I lost my self-confidence. Yeah, listen carefully. Yeah, exactly. What's wrong? Oh, I'll tell you, the Dover Neyer Mamish. Who argues on this? Mechaskanach. Mechaskanach is in a pay test of Kort Nyud Beis. It says a Mavot de Gezach, which is shocking. Sin pay mitzvah pay test of cotton yud bays. Michael Schenach and mitzvah pay test of cotton yud bays is the opposite of all this raid. Listen to what he says. You all know, the Gemara says later on, that's not what who's over Eloi Sishcha al Chomez Dam Zichi? The Shoichet, the Zoyrik, and the Makdir. The one who's Makdir the Emurim. If you're makter the emurim and the chometz, you're over the level of sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Says the Menachas Chenuch, listen to this case. What happens if a guy was over the sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, not during Pesach? Now you're asking, how in the world can you be over the sishchat al chometz dam zivchi not during Pesach? No, one second. You don't know what you're talking about, but not to say. Yeah. How can you be over the sishchat al chometz dam zivchi? How can you ever the sishchat al chometz dam zivchi if it's not Pesach? Let's see. The shechita you do erev Pesach. Okay? The zvika you have to do right away. The haktorah, how do I do haktorah a month later? There's an isser lina. Now let's leave it over. It's a way of avoiding lina. The way you avoid the isser of lina of leaving it overnight is by putting it on the mizbeach. If the chalavim are on the top of the mizbeach, but they weren't burned yet, so they can stay there for a month. Okay? And then, when you get around to it, when you break up the jam on the Haktorah the Mizbeach, you go ahead and do the Haktorah the Mizbeach. Says Ibn Chassinah, this was a story. They shechted a korban Pesach, Erev Yontif, Kedas v'Kedin, they did the Zrika, they roasted the meat, they ate the meat, and the Emurim, they took it up and put it on the Mizbeach. Now, when you put it on the Mizbeach, then you can delay the Haktorah for as long as you want. You're not allowed to leave it overnight, which is Isser Lina, only if it's on the ground. Once it's on the Mizbeach already, you can do the Haktorah in a month. What happens if I did the Haktorah B'Shchei Nisivan in the middle of Iyar on a random day? Are you over the Aveir of L'Sishchat al Chometz Dam Zichi on this random day that the guy is doing it, Chometz is Mutter? We're talking about a regular day. B'Shchei Nisivan, okay, he had a Burim sitting on top of his bed for a month. It's more than a month already, right? And 6 weeks, B'Shrei Deshivat, he got around to doing the Emurim, and it wasn't possible Bolina that it was overnight because it was on the Mizbeach. Says the Minchas Chenuch, you're over the level of Sishchat al Chometz Dam Zivchi. Now, when you're being over the level that says the chametz dam zivchi, chametz is absolutely mutter. There's no isur vayirah. There's no din of touch mishum. We're on a regular weekday. The guy's crunching on his bagel while he's going to be makir of the chalavim and the emurim. Says the Michas Chinuch, you're over l'sush al chametz dam zivchi, even though the chametz is mutter. It means a raya. What's his raya? His raya is from the Rashi asked you to see today in Tzadokay. The Gemara says in that Tzadokay on the days that there's no aveira of l'sush al chametz dam zivchi on Pesach Sheni. On Pesach Sheni, there's no aveira of l'sush al chametz dam zivchi. It's a miyot. In fact, the Michas Chinuch, Rashi has the kash also. What do you need a miyot for? We already know that there's no bayirah, there's no tashbisu on Pesach Sheni. You're allowed to have chametz around. Why on Pesach Sheni do I need a miyot to go tell me that there's no lavol eshal chametz am zivchi? I already know there's no tashbisu. I already know there's no bayirah. Says the Helig of Minchas Chinuch, that's a raya muchachas that the averov leishishchad al chametz am zivchi has nothing to do with the chametz being a chepsa shal iser. Even if the chametz is a chepsa shal mutter, and we're talking about a regular day, there's still a lav l'sishar chametz am zivchi. There's a lav in Hilchos Korban Pesach that you're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach when you have chametz. And that's irrespective whether the chametz is a tashbis or dikar chametz or bayirah dikar chametz. And that's why I need a special meal for l'sishar chametz am zivchi for Pesach Sheni, hangam that there's no bayirah, hangam that there's no tashbis over there. Stuck the Helig of Minchas Chinuch. So now that I found the raya, that what? That is l'sish al chametz dam zivchi, even when the chametz is mutter, so therefore if a guy does the haktorah of a korban pesach, a regular korban pesach, and he does it a month after Yontif, on a day that it's mutter, you're over the level l'sish al chametz dam zivchi. Because the Torah was only memayit l'sishcha from Pesach Sheni, from Pesach Rishon, there's l'sishcha. You'll tell me that when I'm doing the haktorah a month later, l'maisa chametz is absolutely mutter. How could I be over on l'sishcha al chametz dam zivchi a month after Pesach, it's Pesach Rishon, and the Chametz is Mutter? I don't care. There's a lav in the Torah that Leisishchar of Chametz Am Zivchi, Benala Rashach to go on Pesach of Yah Chametz, even if the Chametz is a Chepsa Shal Heter, and there's no Tashbizim by Yerah, and that's his Raya from Pesach Sheni, that if not for the special Pasuk that was in Mimayi, that even though there's no by Yerah, there's no Tashbizim, there still would have been Leisishchar of Pesach Sheni, the Mela of Pesach Rishon, if I'll find you at Seir, but there's no Isser, was machadish the Helig of Michas Chinuch that you're over l'sishar al-chametz am zivchi. State in this Michas Chinuch, diametrically opposed to Rabbeinu David, diametrically opposed to the Shagas Ari. The Shagas Ari and Rabbeinu David took on that the reason why there's a raya from l'sishar al-chametz am zivchi to Tashmisu is why? Why is there a raya from l'sishar al-chametz am zivchi? Why? Because it can't be a lav of l'sishar, this is not Tashmisu. In Michas Chinuch state, not like that. Michas Chinuch says you can have l'sishcha l'chametz am zivchi even when there's no isur of tashbisu, even no isur by yiroh chametz on a regular day, a month after Yontif, a shocking nafkamina, a shocking case. And the shaker so the big question is, so how's Michas Chinuch going to learn the what? How's Michas going to learn Tosis? His emesis, Tosis says a svara. His emesis will all agree with me that the Pashtos and Tosis is not like the Shagas Ari and the Rebbeinu David. What does Tosis say? If you're able to hear the Nigan of Tosis, Tosis says, Mikom Okren, Kivon Ashkechon Israel Ashbosa, Vehizi Shalish Rebezah, Svaro Shabbat Mashkida. Tosis doesn't say the Londos of the Shagas Ari that in order to have a din of Lysishka Tchometz has to be also. He says, we find the Torah was this and the Torah was that. Mistomet, they're both at the same time. That's what he says. He says the Torah is a Tashbisu and the Torah is a Tashbisu. We stop with them both at the same time. It's Torah piled up every hour. You have a new Isser. So we stop with them both at the same time. Not because of Lomdus. No Shechus to Lomdus. The Gemara meant to say, the Tosis meant to say, well, Bata Shavuot. We find this Isser, we find that Isser. We stop with them both start at the same time. But Tosis didn't mean to say that in order to have Lissishchar, it has to be a Chepsa Shal Isser. All Tosis meant to say is that it's a Gilu. If I learn Mishal like that in Tosis, Mitzad Sheni. What's the Rabbeinu David going to do with the Gemara in Tzadokim and Beis? Gemara in Tzadokim and Beis had a tzad that is l'sishcha l'chametz dam zivchi, even when, even though there's no Pesach Sheni, even though there's no Bayirah, there's no Tashbisu. So here you see that l'sishcha l'chametz dam zivchi is even when there's no Isser. But I once had a diak, and afterwards I saw, I think Reb Leib says this, turn to Tzadokim for a second, I want to tell you a shein diak in Rashi. Rashi, what do I mean for Lezishcha? I know there's no Vayura, I know there's no Tashbisu. Look in the Rashi. How about meaning Hani Mili Shalai Bishal Skita? Bishal Skita Loi. What's the Hani Mili? What should have Rashi answered? Rashi should have answered. Lezishcha, that's no Shachas to Vayura. What should Rashi have said? What are you mixing Hoyda with Kosh? What does Lezishcha have to do with Vayura? Halei the Mechus Kinnah said that no Shach. What's Hani Mili? He should say, Jace that cup, there's no Kasha. By Rabbi Moshe is one thing, and Lezishcha is a different Zach. Lezishcha is not a Mikdosh. Rashi says, Hani Mili, Medurik and Rashi, Rav Leib already says this. Hani Mili means that I know there's no Vayiro, I know there's no Tashbisu. Hani Mili shall loy b'shah shchita. But maybe b'shah shchita loy. What's loy mean? There is Vayiro, and there is Tashbisu. Maybe loy. Maybe I could learn the Gemara over there, that the Gemara didn't mean to say the way the Mechus Chinuch is learning out, that the Gemara had a Havamin, that even though there's no Tashbisu and there's no Vayiro, still we say that there's a lot of Lezishcha Chomet Zamezuch. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi should say like Mechus Chinuch. Rashi said not like the Mechus Chinuch. Rashi says, Hani Mili, when did I say there's no Bayiro? When did I say there's no Tashbisu? That's not B'Shah Shchita. B'Shah Shchita, there is an Isser Bayiro. There is an Isser Tashbisu. The half meaning would be that while you're Shechting it, there's an Isser Tashbisu, Isser Bayiro, as there's Medurik and Rashi. In which case, the Gemara over there is not a steer to the Shagasai and the Rebbeinu Dovid. Akoponim, we have over here a world war between two G'dayli Achorin and the Shagasai against the Mechus Chinuch. What is the Pshat in Texas Sfar? Al-Kaponim, we have a world war over here between the two Gedele Achorinim, Rabbi Seinu, between the Shagasai and the Mechus Chinuch, how to learn Pshat and Taisus. When Taisus said there's a connection between Tashbisu to Lezishcha to Tashbisu. All this, now we're going to start. All this, Rabbi Isai, is Taisus. Rashi argues. Rashi, first of all, doesn't say a word about Tashbisu. Do you notice? Rashi doesn't say a word about Tashbisu. A very strange Rashi. I want to start with that. And I'll show you soon how Moshe Emes, Mitarasa Emes, how everything is all Miduyak Bahafli. First of all, Rashi doesn't say a word about Tashbisu, that Tashbisu starts. That word. Not a Gilu, it's not a Svara. Rashi's busy with Lezishchat. But more than that, we already saw, you all saw, that Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha, not like Tosis. Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha, the technical Kasha. The Emo, the love starts whenever every guy shechts, right? And the Rambam says, no, we don't make split times. Rashi learns the whole sugi differently. He doesn't say the Svar of Tosis, he doesn't ask the Kasha of Tosis, he doesn't say the Teretz of Tosis. He learns the Shakur of Tosis more differently. And Rashi, there's no remnants of any of this Pachkaroi. So I want to start off and say a Dofer Nifla. You all noticed. Rav Amar Hochel Lezishchat HaChomets Dam Zivchi. Lezishchat HaPesach Va'adayin Chomets Kayim. I want to teach you how to learn Gemara. What did Rav say? Lezishchat HaPesach Va'adayin HaChomets Kayim. What are you eating on these words for? It's a pasuk. Lezishchat chometz dam zivchi. I know you're not allowed to shech. First of all, doesn't need explanation. It's a mishnah later on. You're not allowed to shech the korban pesach when there's chometz. What Rashi get on with these words? Lezishchat. You mean lezishchat chometz dam zivchi? Lezishchat pesach va'adayin chometz kaim. What are those five words reading on? Lezishchat hapesach va'adayin chometz kaim. Just repeating the pasuk again. The birat dvarim is like this. The tzlach over here and other achorim. Rosh Yisrael, but the tzlach says it before. Shagasai also says such a pshat. They say a different pshat in the sugya, not like Tosfos. And I'm going to show you now in Lumbus and Pshat, all the Nafkaminas. They will say that the pshat in the Gemara is not like Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Zman Shechita Amar Achrona means that in the pasuk of Lezishchat, it has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Lezishchat Achomez Dam Zivchi is exclusively a Korban Pesach Dika Isser. From Lezishchat, I learn out to Tashbisu. How? Shagasari, one way with all his package of kashas. Rabbeinu David, a little bit lower. The Mechus Chinuch Bechal. But it's a gilui from Lezishchat. According to Rashi, it's a different Shana Gansan. It goes like this. We'll go slowly. The Tzlach speaks out over here that there are two psukim in the Torah about Lezishchat, Chometz Dam Zivchi. One is in Parshas Mishpatim, Lezishbach, Chometz Dam Zivchi, and one is Lezishchat. Rashi was medayik that the Gemara brought the second drasha from Parshat Kisisa, not the first one from Mishpatim. Explains the Tzlach, why? Zok the Tzlach, that the Gemara over here is completely different than Tosfos. The Gemara over here was darshaning an extra pasuk, and the pshat's like this: the pasuk in Mishpatim, which is leisizbach al chametz, which the Gemara did not bring, that pasuk teaches me the korban pesach b'kadin, like everything he's talking about. That's a din korban pesach, which is manam mikdash, etc. But there's an extra pasuk, leisishna al chametz am zivchi. What's that? That's an extra pasuk that teaches me a new isser that you're not allowed to have chametz around from 12 o'clock. You're not allowed to have chametz around from 12 o'clock. I want to say it very clearly. There are two dinim. Pasuk number one teaches me halachim korban pesach. That you're not allowed to have chametz around b'shas shchitas ha-pesach. That's the basic mikdash din. There's another din. Watch what I'm going to say now. When the time of shchitas pesach comes, you're not allowed to have chametz around. There's tishchat. What's the lashon here? Va'adayin chametz kayim. It's mosak midvash. What did Rabbi Iran these words, va'adayin chametz kayim? He's explaining the drush of the second pasuk. The drush of the second pasuk means leisishchat, and the chametz is still around. The chametz was supposed to be gotten rid of already. The leisishchat of adayin chametz kayim is coming to explain the second drush. The first drush is it didn't the ma'aseh shechita korban pesach was ma'aseh mikdash. The second drush says leisishchat al chametz va'adayin chametz kayim. You were supposed to get rid of it earlier. Why? Not because of leisishchat, because it's an extra pasuk that tells me that from the time of Shkitas Chomet, you can't have Chomet. That applies in Musalevis, my basic English. That applies in all the Dairis. That's Niflam Oid, why Rabbi added on the words, Vadayin Chomet's Kayim, is coming to say a new way of reading the Pasuk. One way of reading the Pasuk is, don't check the Korban Pesach if you have Chomet. The second way of reading the Pasuk is, don't check the Pasuk, Vadayin Chomet's Kayim, and the Chomet wasn't gotten rid of. Why do I need to get rid of the Chomet already before that? Because there's a Gilui that you're not allowed to get rid of it. Slowly. So what was the kasha of the Gemara Lefiza? It was a kasha, everything's good. There's an extra pasuk that tells me that from the time of the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz, 12 o'clock. The answer is, that's why Rashi learned the Gemara's kasha was a different kasha. What was the kasha? The kasha was, okay, I hear you. I know there's another pasuk that says from the time of Korban Pesach now. But who tells you that it's universal? Maybe it's from the time you shechted. I want to stop here for a second and point out the difference between Rashi and Tosfos and the Gemara's kasha ve'emer kochad v'chad kishochet. According to Tosfos, the kasha was ve'emer kochad v'chad kishochet. You're only usher when you shechted. Well, if I shechted and afterwards I want to have a bagel, no, I can't eat a bagel. I want to have a bagel. I want to have chometz in my house. Vakasha. Ve'emer kochad v'chad kishochet. According to Tosfos, was maybe you're only usher b'shas the shechita. According to Rashi, was the Gemara's kasha. We already have a drasha that, no, it's not connected to Shkita. But the drasha was, from when on. Maybe it's from the time you shechted. From the time you shechted. That's when it kicks in the Isser. So according to Tosfos, the kasha was, maybe it's an Isser in Shkita. No shechas b'chal to having chametz. Maybe the minute you finish the Shkita, you're allowed to have chametz. According to Rashi, the kasha was, I know that's an extra pasuk that tells me that this is a time. But maybe it's from this man of Shkita and on. Maybe it's private every person. The Gemara says, man Shkita b'chmana, but it's one time. That's very gishmak. It comes out of Fizeh, and now we're going to start. It comes out of Fizeh, listen carefully, I'm just starting now, that according to Rashi, somebody who has chametz from 6 hours and on an Erev Pesach, he's over a lav in the Torah called Leisishchat al-chametz, that was Ivchi. The Fizeh comes out, if a guy has chametz, now we're starting, now we're going to start. Now we're going to start and say, big raid. It comes out of Fizeh, that a guy who has chametz from 6 hours and on, the Fi Rashi, is over a lav in the Torah called Leisishchat al-chametz dam zivchi. Why? According to Tosfos, it's not true. According to Tosfos, the lav of Leisishchat al-chametz zivchi was said on the Korban Pesach. Leisishchat's a gilui to what? Leisishchat's a gilui to Tashbisu. But according to Rashi, that's a separate drasha. So there's a new pasuk called Leisishchat al-chametz dam zivchi. Is man shchit amar achmona? Oh, I forgot to say. What does amar achmona mean lefi Rashi? Which amar achmona? Which achmona? Leisishchat. Going to places, man shchita rachmon is tashbisu. So it was megala. Tashbisu starts from the zman of the shchita. But according to Rashi, what is man shchita rachmona? Leisishchat starts. So a guy who has chametz at 12 o'clock Erev Pesach and on, he's over the level leisishchat. If you'll have time and patience, look up the Rambam tonight. In the beginning of Perek Beis, the new Rambam, the Frank Rambam, is bringing down a parish Ramach. It's one of the Kadmoinim Ramach. The Ramach in the beginning of Perek Beis, Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, says Why does the Rambam say you're only over Tashbisu? You're over the love. Well, they say chametz amzifki. If a guy has chametz after 6 hours, he wasn't looking up his man based in Mikdash. The Ramach says mufurs like this Rashi, a big idea. Because what we're saying now is Torah in Rashi. We're saying, read, I'm mufurs Rashi. It's Torah of the Sach. The Ramach was a Rishin, says that if a guy has chametz from 6 hours and on, the shalom is man based in Mikdash today, you're over the love of the Sishka. Figure out, gosh, I'm over the love of the Sishka. What am I, one of these guys who goes up to Harbais to make a Korban Pesach? I'm one of these guys have chorus of Adonat. So what am I? That took care of that. Yeah. What do you mean? You're over l'sish al chametz amzivchi. The Rambam's talking about zman hazeh. What did Ramach say that? What? Was it chorus? Yeah. The answer is, says the Ramach, where did Ramach take such a pshat from? A guy today, Bizman Azer, who has chametz at 1 o'clock, Erev Pesach is over the Sishchat. He has no Korban Pesach. The answer is, he holds like Rashi, there's a separate drasha, and there's a new Aver of holding chametz, Bizman Shkita. That's Niflamoid Mamish, that's enough green of Rashi and Tosis. Fizeh, we get now to the Ikar Nafkamina. Listen carefully. So now there's a big problem. Okay, so we settled, we're finished. We finished Rava, the Gemara is a Brisa like Rava. Listen carefully now. So what did Rava say? How do we know Tashbisu starts from 6 hours and on? He says L'shishchat. According to Tosfos, L'shishchat means it's a gilui. And according to Rashi, it's not a gilui, it's a separate love. A second. The story is like this. Watch. Frekachaka Avakasha. Who told you it's at 12 o'clock? Ve'ema mitzafra, maybe it's in the morning. You weren't asked on top. How do you know that Bayom Arisha means Erev Yom Tov, who told you at 12? Maybe it's a wedding more answer on top. Wedding more answer to the Kasha of Eimer Mitzafa, maybe it's from the morning. Wedding more answer. Acholak, Ach splits the day, correct? But Agum over here, nobody brought Acholak. Nobody brought the din that we split the day in half. Tesis Mephorah says we're not working with Acholak. Rashi doesn't bring it down. I'll show you in a minute that Rashi Mephorah says we didn't know Acholak. Well, then I'll show you a Dover Nifla in a minute, which will shake up everything I said today. Watch. I don't understand. So you move Tashbisa over to Erev Yom Tov. So make it in the morning. Slowly, watch what I'm going to say now. Dover Nifla, Amito Shel Torah. Watch. According to Tosfos, the Kasha is a mistake. Why? According to Tosfos, Ach Mi Arishon Tashbisa fundamentally means what? What does Mi Arishon Tashbisa mean? What does Mi Arishon Pshat mean? It means what? Mi Arishon means what? It means Yom Tov. Slowly. It means Yom Tov. It means Yom Tov. How do I know it means Erev Yom Tov? How do I know it means Erev Yom Tov? How do I know it means what? Erev Yom Tov. L'sishchat. So I'm saying it very simple. What's your makor to move it to Erev Yom Tov? L'sishchat. More than what it says in the L'sishchat, you don't have a makor. L'sishchat's from 12 o'clock and on. So Zman Shechita. So according to Tosfos, the kasha doesn't start. How do you know enough in the morning, Erev Mitzafra? Where's your makor from? Your makor's from L'sishchat, right? More than what it says. Doesn't say. But no, it doesn't. Teretz is that since the Pashtus is that it means Yom Tov, so you can move it back, you can move the clock back. Yom Rishon could also be 12 o'clock. You're wrong, right? It could be the Pashtus, it could be in the morning, it could be what it called, right? It could mean that, it could be that. More than what it says. What it says, it's double Pasha, by the way. About the Makkers from the Sishchat, you don't have a Makker to move it back more than what it says. You don't have a Makker. We're talking about Droshes over here, by the way. It's made the Leitaisis, the Gemara never bothered to ask the question, how do you know 12 o'clock? Why not in the morning? The Teretz says, what do you mean? Where do you know it from? From the Sishchat. Zman Shchita, Amar Chmara, the Gemara into the Kasha, by the way. But according to Rashi, I can't learn like that, right? Because according to Rashi, I know that Tashbisu starts in the morning. How do I know Tashbisu starts in the morning, Erev Yom Tov? How do I know Tashbisu starts in the morning, Erev Yom Tov? How do I know Tashbisu starts from the morning, Erev Yom Tov? What did Magen Shlomo say? How do I know Tashbisu starts from the morning, Erev Yom Tov? Because Rashi learns Tashbisu means Bittul. So therefore, it has to be from the morning. It can't be at 12 o'clock. It can't be at 12 o'clock. If Tashbisu means Bittul, it can't be at 12 o'clock. It has to be from the morning, because you can't do it at 12 o'clock. Aye, so what's the Achala coming for? What did we say last week, Bar Chava? That is going for the what? But if you don't have the Isser, so then maybe it starts in the morning. Loi Tosfos who holds that there's a mucker from Leis Sishchat. I don't have a problem. I don't have any problem, by the way. Leis Sishchat's a gila. One second. Leis Sishchat. That's not extra. Leis Sishchat is what you call it. You have Leis Sishchat. Leis Sishchat is a gilui. More than the gilui, you don't have any problem. But Rashi, it's not going to work. Because Rashi learned that the mitzvah starts in the morning. Bittul. If the mitzvah starts in the morning, so how do you know maybe the issue starts in the morning also? One second. So watch what I'm going to say now. The answer is, watch what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Azak, which is MS, Lamita. I'll show you how everything I said the last 10 days is MS. Hold on to your seats. 1 minute. The answer is, I'll tell you how I know it's water in the morning. You know how I know? Because it says in the Pasuk, extra Pasuk, and the extra pasuk came to tell me. What did the extra pasuk come to tell me? The chometz is usur from when? From 12 o'clock and on. And mutter till when? I'll send you, it's an extra pasuk. The pasuk says chometz is usur erev yontiv from 12 o'clock and on. So it's a mefurish pasuk that it's mutter till 12 o'clock. According to Tosfos, it's not true. According to Tosfos, the sishra is not a drasha, it's a gilui. According to Rashi, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says chametz is mutter till 12 o'clock and usur from 12 o'clock. It's extra drasha. Here's the big lishitasa. According to Rashi, you can't learn like Tosfos. Because Rashi learns hashbisu is in the morning. It's mittel. How do you know midday? How do you know the middle of the day? You don't have Rashi's not working with that. Robert didn't bring ach. The answer is, I have a pasuk. It says L'sishchad HaChomez HaMzefi, which is a separate pasuk, which, by the way, you know what the translation of L'sishchad HaChomez HaMzefi in English is, the second pasuk? You are not allowed to have chomez from 12 o'clock and on, until 12 o'clock it's what the pasuk says. You see? Everything we knew to everything we said till now. You do Tashbisu in the morning, and from then on, the Isser kicks in. It's because the Yom Rishon now means Yom Tov. We know now the Yom Rishon means the morning. Because no, Yom Rishon for sure. No, that's for sure. Yeah, you see it, Malzahn. He's asking a new kasha. He's saying, who told you Bechal Tzegilu on Tashbisu? That you see in the Brisa that afterwards it turned into a Gilu on the Brisa. Tanya Nami Hoki says, Mefurish is a Gilu on Tashbisu. Yeah? You see, Mefurish, one second. I have a lot to say, so 1 second. Yeah. Mike, you're asking. They're asking a new kasha. Who said it's a Gilu on Tashbisu? You're asking me, correct? The answer is really more says the first line later, it's a Gilu on Tashbisu. That's the next stage. Once we have it ready, we know that El Sishka is a freestanding Yisra from 12 o'clock. So it's Megala to Tashbisu. 1 second, slowly. So like Taisis never had a Batran on a say now. Taisis never had a Pasuk that says the Chometz is Mutter to 12 o'clock. Taisis Le Sishka is Le Sishka. It's a riot to Tashbisu. So Fekir Kakash, how do you know half a day? Taisis, I don't know more than half a day. But according to Rashi, that trick's not going to work. Because the minute you move it over to Erev Yontif, it moves over to the morning. So how do you know to split the day between the Yisr? The Teretz says Rashi Lashitasa doesn't have the problem. Because Rashi says there's a freestanding drosha. It's like you have a pasuk that says, Chometz is mutter to 12 o'clock. You'll tell me I'm making up stories? Turn to Dalam Alf, all of you. And here's the nail in the whole thing. Look in Rashi. Chometz Einai Asur. You have to look inside now. I'm sorry, I'm sorry to bother you. You had a vacation. You were arrested yesterday, according to what I heard, according to attendance. So look inside Rashi now. Talavad Aleph. Chometz Einai Asur. I wasn't saying a taina, by the way. I was happy you rested. But now learn. Yeah, look in Rashi. Chometz Einai Asur. Looking inside? Now looking inside. Aleph is looking inside. What? Chometz Einai Asur min Atari Bayerol. Mishesh Shals, Misha Avru Shesh Shals, Kivyol, Lakaman Achalak, A. And B, Leisish Shal Chometz. I saw this, Rashi, I fainted. In Leisish HaLachomets, it says it's mutter till 6 hours. Did you see this, Rashi? Rashi doesn't just say that we learn out from the Pasuk, but it's usur. He says it's not usur, it's only usur from 6 hours and on. How do you know it's mutter till 6 hours? It's Rashi Leisish HaLachomets. Can somebody tell me where it says Leisish HaLachomets that it's mutter till 6 hours? Where did Rashi bring down Leisish HaLachomets? Leisish HaLachomets says that Chomets b'chol ha'dayrus is mutter till 12 o'clock? In Rashi, you hear what he just said? Rashi says there's two mikrayos to 12 o'clock, achalak and leisishchat. And like from there I know that chometz is mutter till 12 o'clock. How do you know chometz is mutter till? I know that it's also from 12 o'clock. How do you know it's mutter? So first Rashi, A, that leisishchat's a separate drasha, leisishchat. And from this drasha I learn out, how does it you? Rashi says it's an alternative to achalak. Rashi says leisishchat achomz av richi does the same thing that achalak does. Achalak splits today, leisishchat splits today. That's only Rashi leisishchat like the tzlach. Now, the Sishkat's a separate drasha that talks about Isra Chametz and Heter Chametz. According to Tosfos, there's no such thing, Bechal. There's no pasuk of the Sishkat. The Sishkat's talking about Shkita's a Pesach. They didn't talk about a regular day of Yom Tov. Rashi Lishitasoi, that there's a new drasha called the Sishkat, and the new drasha tells me that Chametz is Mutter until 12 o'clock. That's Niflam Oy, Lamita Shal Torah, Mamish, and that's Gedolah. So, 1 second. Anyway, so we're starting tomorrow one of the most important pieces of Gemara on many, many, many levels. It's going to be a complicated shiur tomorrow. Follow the Mamre Kermis carefully as we move from the Pnei Yeshua into Reb Chaim. But in order to understand, just follow the Mamre Kermis. I'll put everything down there. Just follow the Mamre Kermis with me, okay? It's going to be a special bar tonight, either on Shabbos, just for the shiur, obviously, or on our Hachonah for Kabbalah Zatera. I will decide during the day. May the Shabbos shalom.